The Financial Sense Lifetime Planning Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
It's no secret that the largest retirement population in history is heading into retirement. But what does that bring? What about all those individuals that have their own business? How do they exit that business? How do they pass it on and preserve a legacy for their family? And that's the subject of today's discussion. Joining me on the program is Chris van der Zijden. She's written a new book called Master Your Exit Plan. You outline in your book, there's essentially six steps creating a master exit plan. Let's begin with step one, which is identify your business, your personal, and your financial goals.
Yeah. Well, as I point out in the book, the business owners, privately owned business owners, are really underserved, and they work with a variety of professionals that help them in their business. Their CPA doing taxes, their attorneys doing contracts or lease negotiations. They have their risk managers and wealth managers like yourself that help them protect and preserve and grow the wealth. But when it comes to exiting their business, the people that they reach out to tend to be very transaction oriented, and they look at only one thing, and that is selling the business. But there's so much more to a business owner. So that's why we at Legacy Partners, we create more of a comprehensive or holistic approach, if you will, that addresses the business owner's entire life. And that's the business. And that's what are you going to do? The personal aspect of it, as you pointed out, and also the financial ramifications of it. So in order to exit successfully, a business owner needs to address all three areas of their life, their business, personal, and financial goals. And it begins with that.
Now, one of the things, if, you know, let's say an individual is in a situation where maybe they don't have children that can carry on the business or children that are interested in the business, I guess one of the things that a business owner has to understand is the value of the business. And let's talk about that, because somebody that might be interested in buying the business may look at it much different than the owner.
Always, right? So the first step in creating an exit strategy is to understand the market value of the business. And the majority of business owners will transition through an exit to a third party. It's not like it used to be where there were a tremendous number of family successions. That's not as common of an exit strategy anymore. So with having that in mind and knowing that you're going to exit through potentially a third party sale, you must understand what the market value is. And that has to be done from a company that has a mergers and acquisition experience. So understanding value is very important.
And what are the things that can drive the value? Let's say, let's take Bob. He's age 65. He wants to retire at age 67. He has his own business. What are the things that Bob can do to increase the value of his business and make it more attractive to a buyer?
There are many things that they can do, but the number one priority for the majority of business owners out there is that the business is too owner dependent. So that's one of the biggest risks that an investor will see in a business, and that'll dampen the value of the business when you go to market, because they don't believe that if we take out the business owner, that the business will continue to grow or even succeed. So the number one thing a privately held business owner can do if they feel that it is owner dependent is to create succession in the management team and have a strong leadership and employee team. That is one of the biggest weaknesses that can happen with a privately held business owner. So making sure that you do have a strong leadership team and that your human capital is there that can not only plan, but realize future growth potential, that is key to the value of the business. And recognize that all buyers that invest in businesses, they're looking for one main thing, and that is strong cash flow that is supported by predictable future sustainable revenue. That's what I always say to everybody. That's what they're looking for, because they're looking to get a return on investment. And the only way place they can get a return on investment is the future. So they're looking for a strong future, predictable cash flow. So then you look at, okay, what's going to support that? And as you pointed out, if the business is too owner dependent and the buyer looks through their lens and they see that if we pull that buyer out, that the revenue is going to go away, then you've got a major weakness. Or if you don't have the employees, right now we have tremendous stress in our labor markets. So if you don't have the human capital to realize the future growth potential, that is another thing that we're seeing that can devalue a business.
And let's also talk about, even if you were to sell this business and you get a good price, when you sell something, well, you know, you're going to have some capital gain issues, I assume. So you could have capital gains at the federal level. You have it at the state level. Here in California, the taxes are very high. And so after tax, what about the minimization strategies? And the reason I bring this up, Chris, I had a client that had a C Corp and a public company was looking at buying him. So it would be a stock for stock exchange. We were able to execute that strategy and then transfer it to a charitable remainder trust to avoid the shrinkage and create a better income stream for the owner.
Yeah, no, that's great that you were on that. And we talk about preparing for an exit way in advance. Part of the reason is to ensure that we are able to leverage those tax strategies way before they come due. So yeah, doing a charitable remainder trust, you know, a grant, there are a number of different things that we can deploy. I mean, you've got the Section 1202 capital gains and a 1045 rollover possibility, but tax mitigation is important. And once you do the valuation here at Legacy, once we do a valuation for a client, we do a tax impact analysis. And we talk to our clients about the tax benefit and those strategies that we can use in order to minimize the tax impact. Because ultimately, when a business owner is making the decision to sell their business, they need to know what the net investable proceeds will be so that they can make that decision. Do I sell my business? Do I hold it and grow it? What do I do? Right? But tax mitigation is very important and best done well in advance.
And it's not just, you know, the tax planning, but it's also what kind of lifestyle would the proceeds provide for the owner? Because Chris, you know, if this was 20 years ago, I could have got 6 or 7% in the bond market. It was fairly secure in treasuries. And you look at today, money doesn't buy much.
Right. We're a very high inflationary period. So when we work with our clients, we have them create what's called a post-ownership plan. What do you see as your future after you own this company? And you could be going on to another business that you've already started for your serial entrepreneur. But if you're thinking of walking off into the sunset, what does that sunset look like? What are your goals personally that you need to fulfill? Let's put a price tag on it so that we have some really good clarity, really good optics on what your goals are and how we can best achieve them.
Now, let's talk about a situation where, let's say, the owner is getting on with age. He has children in the business. And I'm thinking of one client I have right now that has two children that are coming out of college that will come in the business. What are the things an owner needs to know about transferring that business onto the children? Because I've seen in one particular case I can think of, when the business was transferred to the kids didn't handle it very well and the business went under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The success rate of a family succession is pretty dismal. First to second generation only has a 30% survival rate, and second to third is about 12% survival, and third to four is about 4% survival. So those are some dismal statistics. So you're correct in highlighting that family successions are very difficult. They need to be planned well in advance to ensure that the children have the proper skill set and truly the desire to run this business. And they understand the ups and downs, the cycles, all of that.
Chris, are there any courses or anything like that that, let's say, an owner can have his kids go through, depending on what the business is, but to give them a solid background for taking over the business so the owner feels comfortable heading into retirement, that the business will be run well and any kind of payments or pension type things that will provide for his own retirement are secure?
Yeah. I mean, there you hit the nail on the head right there with that comment. So how can they be sure that my kids are going to be successful running this so they don't destroy not only their future inheritance, but my pension, right? As an owner, it's a big deal. The school that best prepares a child to take over a business is a combination of the school of hard knocks and working with mom and dad in that business for years in preparation. I don't know of any class that I've ever heard of that's going to get a child ready to run a business. I mean, they should all have good business backgrounds, et cetera, but you have to understand that industry, that business intimately. And there's no class that's going to be able to tell you what that, you know, train you on that particular business that I know of.
And Chris, let's also talk about the importance, because Many times an owner's going along, business is running well, has no plans to retire, and then all of a sudden a couple issues come to the fore. One could be a health issue. So the health deteriorates and all of a sudden he just doesn't run the business. And a second one is all of a sudden a buyer shows up on the scene unexpectedly.
Well, that's why we advise to have a master exit plan done well in advance. I'm frequently asked, when should I do my exit plan? And I always say, in conjunction with your business plan, as soon as you start your business, create a master exit plan, because it will inform you as to how to focus your resources and how to build a business so that when you do go to market, you're ready. Because if you are approached by a buyer and you are not being proactive in exiting your business, if you are approached by a buyer and you're unprepared, you're going to be behind the eight ball, and 99.9% chance if you do consummate a deal, you will be taken advantage of.
And so if you were to take somebody right now, like let's take two situations. The one I just told you about where there's a couple kids that could possibly come into the business. And number two, a person that wants to exit the business, they're getting on with age, they don't have successors. Let's begin with, what would you do first?
I would call Legacy Partners and begin a master exit plan to A, number one, for the family that's figuring out the family succession, to ensure that that will meet their goals and that the next generation is prepared and that the transition will be successful. Because while we're doing the valuation, we also do a quality analysis. That's part of evaluation. And we're going to find out the weaknesses in the company. And so if we feel that the next generation does not have the skill set, we're going to highlight exactly why they don't have the skill set. And we've had clients who have sent, who have hired coaching. We had one client who needed better leadership. He was not respected in the company. He was going to take over the company. So we hired a coach to help him with leadership training. So that's that one set, right? When we work with our clients, we do evaluation. So they'll understand this is the value today. And then they can make a judgment. Does it meet my goals? We can also get them ready personally to exit that business so that they're successful, because, you know, 80% of businesses or 75% of business owners who do sell their business regret it within 1 year, because as you so nicely pointed out earlier in our conversation, most are not ready for that transition personally, and they may not be ready financially. So if you're looking at leaving your business in a couple of years, you need to start preparing for that today. And you have to understand value. You have to understand your financial position, the future potential financial position with the liquidity event, and have real clarity and a strategic plan in place for your life post-ownership.
And let's talk about a situation, not just the financial end, but this is more on the personal end, the lifestyle end. You take some of these individuals, anybody that's run their own business knows the amount of hours you have to put in. You don't put in a 9-to-5 work week. You're working 60, 70 hours, weekend sometimes. And then all of a sudden you take that person where their life was the business. They sell the business. Now they have all this free time. Let's talk about that, because that's equally important.
Yeah, that just what I said, 75% regret selling their business within a year because all of a sudden they don't know what to do. So it is important to create a post-ownership plan and recognize how your life is going to change socially, emotionally, financially, and be prepared for that. And by financially, I mean, you know, a lot of business owners, they all of a sudden come into this great wealth. And that gives them more options for the life and just planning for how that should be done. And as well, how do you preserve that? And how do you work with the family so the family is prepared for the wealth as well? So there's a lot of planning that needs to be done well in advance of an exit, if done successfully.
Yeah, because, I've seen this in my career where you have these, you know, really powerful executives. They live very stressful lives. And then all of a sudden they retire. They don't have a hobby. They don't have much to do. And quite honestly, they don't live long.
Yeah, yeah. I know plenty of people who refuse to retire because they think they'll die. That's very true. That's what happens. And because their whole world is impacted. I mean, just think, when you're a business owner, or even if you're an executive, as you pointed out, your social world, where does your social come from? It comes from your work. It comes from your job. And when you leave all that, you lose a great deal of yourself. And, you know, there's been a million studies done, and I talk about it in the book, about one of the biggest predictors of long health and a long, satisfying life is remaining socially intact and engaged. And so if you don't plan for that transition, the chance of you not being happy, being unhappy and not successful is very, very high, unfortunately.
And let's also talk about when it comes to legacy, because we have a couple clients that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And one of the things that's important to them, they're setting up a foundation and basically bringing the kids into it so they understand their parents' dreams and wishes and the importance of and responsibility of that kind of wealth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a strategic partner with Jen Legg, and that is exactly what they do. They consult with families to make sure that the family is prepared for the wealth. They're highly regarded as bringing a spirit of entrepreneurship to the family so that that wealth is protected and utilized in very purposeful ways, so that the family is tied, bound together and productive.
Yeah, because I think you've seen the studies, Chris, where you take some of these big fortunes, you know, the Rockefellers, the Fords, things that we've read about, and many times the wealth doesn't last beyond the third generation.
That's right. Shirt sleeves to short sleeves. Shirt sleeves to short sleeves. And I write about that in the book, the difference between, you know, as an example, the Vanderbilts and the Rothschilds. The Vanderbilts lost their wealth. The Rothschilds were able to maintain it and protect it and grow it. And so that all comes down to the family and how well the family is prepared to work together to preserve and grow that wealth. Very important.
Yeah, you mentioned one of the most successful and probably one of the wealthiest families in the world are the Rothschilds. I mean, they've protected that wealth over centuries.
Yes, they have. Yeah. I talk about that case study I use at the end of the book on wealth protection.
So if we were to wrap this up, Chris, the most important thing to begin, because, you know, maybe there's people listening out there right now, maybe they're not quite to the point where they want to walk away from the business. But as we talked about, there are two things that can happen unexpectedly. One, a health issue surfaces, or two, all of a sudden out of the blue, a buyer shows up.
Yeah. One of the best things that business owner can do is prepare and prepare well in advance. And I think a lot of business owners are waking up to that with COVID, because we had a lot of things that happened in our businesses that we were unable to control. And so I think owners are realizing that in order to maintain control, to realize the best outcome you can with an exit strategy, you have to prepare well in advance. And it is best to work with a company like ours who does look at a business owner holistically. And we also are independent. So we don't sell. We aren't wealth managers. We're not selling your business. We're not going to sell you an insurance policy. Our business is creating strategic exit plans and making sure those business owners are prepared to exit when the opportunity presents itself.
And I just want to point out, you've got a number of books that could, I think entrepreneurs would find helpful. One of them is 7 Steps to Entrepreneurial Victory. Sell Your Business, Preserve Your Legacy is another one. And your newest one, Master Your Exit Plan. Chris, as we close, if our listeners out there would like to contact you, maybe somebody's out there needing an exit plan, how could they do so?
Yeah, you can reach out to our website at legacypartnersllp.com. And of course, you can just Google Chris Vanderzijden and I will come up and shoot me an email or give us a ring.
And the spelling of Chris's name is Vanderzijden. Well, Chris, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Great, great book and a much, much needed, I might add.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks so much for having me. Much appreciated.
The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.